Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The popular herbicide that Camel will have no approved labels for over-the-top applications in 2025. Libby Walsh with the Nebraska Department of Ag understands this will cause a lot of concern for producers, and she encourages them to work with their pesticide dealer to come up with a plan for next season's crops.
So last February, the federal courts down in Arizona vacated three of the RUP dicamba, both the three RUP dicamba labels, Extendamax, Egenia, and Tavium. That means that they are no longer registered products and available for use. They did issue an existing stocks last year that did allow for the applications to still take place during the 2024 growing season. But as of right now, there's no approved methods for over-the-top applications of dicamba. So no, there's no workaround. For anyone that's had an applicator license or, you know, gone to our trainings, our biggest thing is the label is the law. So all pesticide products are going to say it is a violation of federal law to use this product inconsistent with its labeling. And that means you need to follow the label. And the products that are still out there and available with dicamba, they're going to contain statements that it's a mandatory label language, but it's going to be say things like for pre-plant only or post, do not use post-emergent on soybeans. So anyone using those products against the label, that's what we'd call a label violation. So pesticides are regulated under FIFRA. That's the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. It's overseen by EPA, but the Nebraska Department of Agriculture, we have primacy, meaning we're the ones to enforce it. And we do that by, routine inspections and complaint investigations. So we do those, and we also ensure that the products that are being sold, such as, RUPs, those are going to have record-keeping requirements. They're going to be, what we call the higher-risk pesticides, and we don't want those in the hands of unlicensed professionals. So people that are licensed to apply those, they attend training courses. We ensure, basically, that those products are being sold to the correct individuals as part of our routine inspections as well. Our inspectors will also do what we call use observations, and we'll stop on the, they might stop someone they see out spraying and ensure that they are licensed correctly and that they are applying products correctly, both to, protect the users and the environment. Mm-hmm. Another part of pesticide compliance then is going to be the complaint investigations. And those we do when we receive a call to our department, of a possible pesticide misuse. With those allegations, then we do require photos if it's a herbicide related, and then we might send a field inspector out to further investigate the situation. If it is deemed a possible misuse, we'll look at weather records, we take tissue samples, statements, product labels. We then compile those all into a report and compare it back with the label, because like I said before, the label's the law, everything goes back to the label. So with those records, if there was determined to be a violation, whether that's wind speed or rate or site, then, we'll assign violations based off that. So the new Pesticide Registration Improvement Act, they require, it's about a 17-month process from when the products are submitted for registration, and then they go through the review process, and then, that includes the open comment period. EPA is also going to be using their finalized herbicide strategy to review the labels. And then after that, we usually will hear some, sort of announcement. But if there's no roadblocks, maybe October 2025. There's also been, word, it was a recent DTN article that due to funding, it might take EPA a little bit longer to push that out as well.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.